The Ukrainian economy is in shambles, while the two leaders of the Orange Revolution, President Viktor Yushchenko and Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, have been engaged in political bickering. It's a situation that helped pave the way for Mr. Yanukovych's comeback in a tight election that centered on domestic concerns. Foreign affairs and issues such as the rivalry between Russia and the West took a back seat, says Eurasian expert Paul Goebel.
I think the first thing to understand is that he's not going to succeed at all unless he's able to unite Ukraine. And that means reaching out not only to those people who look east to Russia, but those who look west. With respect to his ability to address Ukraine's economic problems, he's going to need to look to Russia in particular. And I think one of the big questions is whether Moscow will offer concessionary prices and payment programs on oil and gas that might allow him to jumpstart the Ukrainian economy. That would be extraordinarily popular in Ukraine and would help promote what Yanukovych says is his interest in having better relations with Moscow.
Many analysts say last week's election demonstrated that Ukraine is still a functioning democracy, although the Orange Revolution and its leaders were widely discredited. Again, Paul Goebel.
Ukraine is clearly a functioning democracy compared to other countries in the region. When there is an election, we don't necessarily know who's going to win, unlike in many countries like Belarus to the north or Russia to the east. So I think the Ukrainians can be very proud that their country is a democracy, admittedly a still imperfect one in an economically difficult situation and a geopolitically difficult situation where there are pressures both from the east and the west.
Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has challenged the results of the election in court, despite the fact that European election monitors describe the voting as honest and fair. Independent Ukrainian journalist Yevhen Khlibovitsky in Kiev says he thinks Ms. Tymoshenko is unlikely to prevail in her challenge of the election results and sooner or later will be forced out of the prime minister's seat.
She'll probably be forced to resign sooner or later. Under these circumstances, she's trying to use every opportunity that she has to get a grip on power. Something that's quite revealing about her latest actions is that the value of democracy that was in the core of the Orange Revolution seems to be diminishing when she loses. So it's actually a question whether she believes in the choice of the voters where she loses. So it looks like Yanukovych's victory is really the victory of the Orange Revolution because the opposition has managed to peacefully win the elections, even though we may like or dislike that opposition. Actually, many Ukrainians are quite disappointed, even those who were voting for Yanukovych for the winner. But at the same time, this is a functioning democracy.
Russian journalist Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Moscow Center agrees.
Even though Yulia Tymoshenko tries to challenge the results, she will do so in court, not in the streets. She even said at some point in private, one of the Russian media outlets cited her, that reportedly she said, "I don't think too many people would come out in the streets to support my challenge of the election results."
Just after the election, Viktor Yanukovych was quoted in the Russian media as saying that his government would need to convince people that it could improve their lives. Now, Ms. Lipman says, she thinks Mr. Yanukovych is likely to have that chance.
The situation with the Ukrainian economy leaves much to be desired. It's in terrible shape. The poor performance of the government, torn by all sorts of disputes, led to a terrible crisis in Ukraine. Ukraine is hit by this world crisis worse than most countries. It is true that he won the election, but he won it with a small margin. And he already made it clear that he doesn't want Yulia Tymoshenko to be his prime minister. But it's not even clear what is worse, to have her as a very tough political opponent or to have her as a nominal ally if she stays as prime minister, but an ally who wants to take your job.
With Mr. Yanukovych likely to withstand Ms. Tymoshenko's court challenge, he will have to perform a delicate balancing act between Russia and Europe, Mr. Khlibovitsky suggests.
The clear loser in this situation, if you're talking about elections, is the United States. The United States are the ones who have influence decreasing in the area, and the U.S. government will probably probably not have the channels to the top officials like they used to have. Ukraine stays as a leader. It has probably the best democracy if we exclude the Baltics. And Ukraine, for the first time, actually showed that the scenario is really unpredictable. Ukraine is basically providing the alternative that's quite inspiring for the former Soviet republics.
Many analysts say that a Yanukovych presidency would signal a movement away from the West and towards Moscow. But that is a bit simplistic, Masha Lipman suggests.
If we take Yushchenko as a point of reference, then anybody would look pro-Moscow. Yushchenko was a terrible irritant for Moscow. Yushchenko, in his victory back in the days of the Orange Revolution, is associated with the utter humiliation of Russia and Vladimir Putin in particular. Also, his policies, especially in later period of his presidency, were totally unacceptable to Russia. His determination for Ukraine to become a member of NATO. And I think the lowest point in the relations was when President Medvedev refused to dispatch a new ambassador to Ukraine. They were on non-speaking terms. So compared to that, anybody would look pro-Moscow. This being said, I don't think there is a chance for Moscow to have at the top of Ukrainian administration somebody who is totally pro-Moscow and not pro-Europe. The very situation of Ukraine, geographic, political, economic, cultural, historical, puts it in between these two poles, Russia on the one hand, Europe on the other hand. There is no way for any president of Ukraine to pick one and not the other.
According to Ms. Lipman, the job of any Ukrainian president is to maneuver a subtle course between his country's interests both in Russia and Europe. But how well the new president will perform this balancing act remains to be seen. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.